Hi, Sandra Barnes, please.
This is true.
Hi, Ms. Barnes. My name is Denise in a recorded line. This is regarding your inquiry for the double Provera lawsuit. Are you or a loved one still interested in participating in the lawsuit?
I am.
Okay. Do you have an attorney representing you at the moment?
I do not.
Okay. Were you or a loved one by any chance diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Is this for yourself?
It's for myself.
Oh, how are you feeling presently?
Well, I still have that in my brain. It has to be tested yearly.
Oh, you have to be tested yearly.
Yeah.
So they're monitoring you.
Yes.
Have you gone through any type of treatment?
Nothing. They just told me to take something for headaches and to wash it, and they continue to wash the drawer.
Well, the good thing is that you know about it and they're definitely monitoring it for your safety, and I hope that things get gradually better for you, Miss Sandra. Let's see if you meet the minimum criteria here. I do have to ask once again about the attorney. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
I guess yes, I have not. I don't have a lawyer.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm you have not signed anything with another
Oh,
law firm? No
yes.
problem. And then we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, you mentioned. And are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
I am.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Provera for at least 1 year, is that correct? Is that a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
The only thing, this is sort of new for me. I just know that I have to do the MRI to monitor the growth of it in my brain.
In your
That's all.
brain. Okay. So the meningioma is in, the location is in the brain. And then what is the date of diagnosis? And we have to put an actual date. However, if you don't have the actual date, we can narrow it down to around the time you were diagnosed.
I think it would be 2015.
2015 date of diagnosis. Was that in the summer, spring, winter?
I'm not 100% sure.
No problem. Again, it could be a guesstimate.
Because really, I don't know if it was 2015 or 2016. So I
Okay.
would like to go back with the doctor.
So would it be safe to keep it at 15,
Yeah, we
or are you leaning more
can
towards 16?
leave it like that. We can leave it like that.
Okay. Would it be December, November, October? Again, it could be a guesstimate. So was it around the...
Let's say October.
Okay. October, we can put the 5th. Is that okay? Like the beginning of October? Okay. So let me put October 5th of 2015. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
1756.
1756. Okay.
And you got what you got December the 7th.
So I put October 5th of 2015 for your date of diagnosis.
All right.
And then while we're on the phone, if you find something in the documentation, whether it's an old email or something, you can let me know. And I can change that. Miss Barnes, do you know of anyone like a family or friend or someone that was also on double Provera that we can ask questions and see if they meet the minimum criteria?
I don't know if they got that in their brain, but I can ask my daughters to see if they were on it. But I don't
Okay.
know the minimum criteria other than they took that shots, you know, injection.
Yeah, absolutely. I will also send you my direct line. So, If your daughter can call me, that would be great so I can ask her questions, unless you would like to provide me with her number and I can call her directly.
Ask her first and then I'll,
okay.
I'll get back with you.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem at all.
And what's your name again?
My name is Denise, and we received an inquiry, yes, for the...
Denise. Your number, Denise?
Yeah, my number. Good question.
Okay,
so it's 949-610-7016.
7016?
Yes.
Okay.
949-610-7016. I'm always texting.
949-610-7016.
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, I paused for a second there. I'm always texting it. So I'm like, wait a minute, what is my number? So it's the first time I give it over the phone. But yeah, so that's my direct line. And then okay. I will also text it to you as well.
Okay.
So let's see here. Miss Barnes, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Now that I'm not 100% sure if it was our brand or the brand.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, do you remember?
Let's say we use a brand.
Okay, so the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's three different kinds. So we can either just put Depo-Provera, but there's also Depo Sub-Q Provera, and there's also generic.
Okay, spell that name for me.
So the Sub-Q is S-U-B.
No, the name brand that we just discussed, spell that for me.
Oh, it's just Depo-Provera name brand.
Okay, just a name. Okay, all right, gotcha.
Yeah, usually okay. It's like a Pfizer Depo-Provera.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Or our Depo Sub-Q Provera or generic.
All right.
So are you leaning more towards name brand? Is that what you feel you...
We're going to go toward the name brand, yeah.
Okay, no problem. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months.
Yes. Because I had to stop because of excessive bleeding.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Excessive bleeding, yeah.
That's what made you stop.
I know they say that it don't cause hysterectomy, but the blood clot that was I was having, I couldn't pay. It wouldn't work for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And within 1 year, Ms. Barnes, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
I had about 3 or 4. Yes, I did.
Okay, so within 1 year you did have 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you start? I'm sorry?
I said definitely, yes. Okay.
When did you start using Depo-Provera? Again, we can do like a guesstimate. It doesn't have to be the exact date.
Well, I might be too old right now. I'm 68, and I started to use it in my 30s.
Okay. So you started using in your 30s. So around what year do you feel?
We'll have to calculate. I think it was like when I was 37 years old or 38.
So around that time, what do you think the year was around that time?
Okay, I would have to subtract 38 from 56.
Let's see. So 18 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. 2006?
Yes, that's a good number.
Okay.
Okay.
So then you started taking Depo 2006. We need to kind of narrow it down. Was that around October as well?
October's good.
Okay. October 6th?
Yes.
Okay. So we can put October 6th of 2006 as the start date.
Start date, yeah, okay.
Okay. And then when did you stop using? Because I know you said you had excessive bleeding and you stopped.
Yeah.
When, what year was that?
That would be 2007.
Okay. So you only took Depo-Provera for about a year, is that
Yes.
correct? Okay.
Yes.
So then would it be safe to say 10/6 of 2007? That would
Yes.
make it a year. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
And let's see. Can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Okay. And your marital status?
Divorce.
Okay. And then let me enter your first name and last name in this section, Sandra Barnes. And
Yeah.
then do you have a middle initial?
B for Nick.
B for what? I'm sorry.
BERNETTE.
Okay, B for boy, middle
Yeah, B
initial.
yeah, for
Okay.
boy. Okay.
And then can I get a social security? And this is for identity verification in order for the law firm to match your medical record. So this is for your protection.
Oh
If
my
you don't
God.
feel quite comfortable, at least the last four.
5097.
5097. Okay. And then, Miss Barnes, I do have an email address, Sandra 828508 at yahoo.com. Is that
That's correct.
correct?
That's
Okay.
correct.
And the phone number on file 601-813-8900. Is that a cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And then what would be your best contact preference? Would that be phone call, text, or email?
Really, phone call.
Okay.
And
And then
phone call, hey, phone call or text. And if you don't get me with a phone call, just say, hey, this is Denise. Call me back or something like that.
okay, got it. And this is for the law firm to know.
Okay.
Best time of the day to reach you. I have to pick one, morning, afternoon, or evening for the law firm to know.
Morning.
Okay. And then Ms. Barnes, can I get your home address, please?
524 Golden Eagle, EAGLE Drive, Byron, BYRAM, Mississippi, 39272.
Perfect. And then is there a unit number or apartment number?
No, resident.
Okay. And then was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
No, it's a medical staff.
Okay. And then how many times were you injected with the product? I know you mentioned you took it for a year and you took it once every 3 months.
So I would say about four times.
Okay. And then what is the name or the medical staff member that administered the Depo-Provera? Do you remember the facility that you were going to?
Yes.
I can look it up on Google.
It was in Selma. They don't have a one hospital there.
It
Can you
was in
think of?
Selma, you said?
Yeah.
Selma, Mississippi?
Selma, Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. Okay. Alabama. And then was it like an OB office, OBGYN
No.
or
It was really the OBYN. The name of the hospital is Vaughan, Vaughan.
BAUGHMAN? Okay.
No.
Oh, I did find a
No,
Vaughn.
I wrong. It was not there. It was the OBY clinic downtown, and I got to think of the name of it, and I can't tell you right now.
Well, we can look it up. So it was the OBGYN office.
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking up OB offices, OB GYN. I see Vaughn OBGYN Associates. I see Women's Health Services in Selma, Alabama. I see Deidre Russell. I see Samuel, Dr. Samuel.
No, you got to recognize that how many years it's been ago.
Yeah.
It was on Broad Street at that time.
What street, I'm sorry?
Broed.
Broed. Street.
And, I think they closed. I think that tornado wiped it out.
So I did look that up. It's coming up as Queen City Women's Health now. Selma, Alabama. Would that be safe to say that it's this one, 108 Broad Street, Selma, Alabama?
No. I'm going to have to just hold on. I'm going to have to see if I can remember the doctor name, everything, and give it back to you.
Yeah, no problem at all. That's why right now what we're doing is just trying to jog down your memory. I know it's not easy because it's been a while.
Yeah, just hold it right there, and I'm going to get ready to go to work, and then I'm going to try to jot the information down, and I have your number. If I think of it, I'll just text it to you.
Oh, okay. You're getting ready to go to work then. Okay.
I am.
Okay. No problem. I'll go ahead and send you my information, and then you can give me a call, okay?
And the doctor would name Dr. Marlow.
Marlow?
M-A-R-L-O-W.
M-A-R-L-O-W. L-O-W. So you don't have at least 10 more minutes or so? Because I did find... I'm sorry.
I really don't.
No.
When I get home this afternoon at about 6:30, mm-hmm. if you want to call me back, you're welcome to do so.
Okay. I'll go ahead and... I'll go ahead and send you my information, and then we'll go from there, okay? Hopefully we can talk later this afternoon. I'll also put you on my callback list so I can call you back later, okay?
Okay. That would be fine.
Okay. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll talk later, Mrs. Barnes.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.